Madam Vice President, on questions, comments with respect to FGM, Sierra Leone is committed to the progressive realization of the rights of our people based on the freedom to associate and participate in cultural activities to the extent that they are capable of making such decisions. Our government's policy that bans FGM initiation of girls under the age of 18 remains in force. The criminal law under Section 18, 20, and 49 of the offences against the person can be evoked to prosecute those who inflict assault or bodily harm on non-consenting adults in the course of performing FGM initiations. MOUs have been signed with all chiefs and leaders of secret societies, which gives them the authority to monitor and enforce the ban on underage initiation of girls. At the same time, the Ministry of Local Government regulates the activities of the secret societies through the local chiefs. This has contributed to a sharp decline in the rate of FGM from 98% in 2007 to 78% in 2019. In response to comments and questions on the rights of the child, Sierra Leone acknowledges that discrimination against children takes various forms, from citizenship, rights to education, health, social protection, and poverty reduction, etc. Through the free quality school education program, Sierra Leone is gradually moving towards universal education for all children. This is consistent with our government's commitment to accessible and quality education and gender equality under SDG 4 and SDG 5. As detailed in paragraph 81 and elsewhere in our national report, we have adopted several policy initiatives and implemented programs to address poverty and child labor and other forms of discrimination against children. Furthermore, the Child Rights Act of 2007 is currently being reviewed to address stigma and discrimination of children affected by HIV/AIDS, orphaned by Ebola and other emerging child protection related issues. Massive community sensitization have also been conducted in schools as well as communities on the care and protection of children affected in emergencies. Sierra Leone objects to all forms of servitude and forced labor, including those involving children. Sierra Leone has also ratified the ILO Protocol 029 of 2014 on the Forced Labor Convention of 1930. In line with other ILO instruments and other measures, Sierra Leone is taking steps to prevent child labor in all its manifestations. This has been demonstrated through the development of a National Action Plan on Child Labor to domesticate the ratified ILO Convention 138 minimum age and 182 worst form of child labor. Labor laws are being reviewed and harmonized with the Child Rights Act and other regulations that prevent child labor. Civil registration system. Sierra Leone welcomes the favorable comments about our civil registration system. Sierra Leone is committed to ensuring that the birth of every child is registered on time and provisions are available for late birth registration. Sierra Leone guarantees the issuance of birth certificates to refugee children to avoid the risk of being stateless. The government is committed to continuing funding the work of the National Civil Registration Authority to ensure that it becomes the principal and authoritative national body responsible for the timely registration of all civil status occurring in Sierra Leone, including births, deaths, adoption, marriages, divorce processes, etc. We appreciate the support to NACRA by the United Nations country team in Sierra Leone. NACRA is in the process of verifying and registering persons who did not register during the voter mass civil registration and confirming details of persons who were registered in the last registration period. Rights of persons with disabilities. Madam Vice President, Sierra Leone is pleased to inform that in 2020, the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities and the Ministry of Social Welfare conducted the first ever accessibility audit of some government buildings to address accessibility discrimination as mandated under the medium-term National Development Plan. The report lists accessibility challenges and possible solutions. This year also, our government increased budgetary allocation to the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities. My delegation is also pleased to inform that in 2020, Sierra Leone submitted its first country report under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The report details measures taken to address discrimination by establishing a psychosocial and protection desk at the Ministry of Social Welfare. We also submitted to the Global Disability Summit's Charter for Change our country's progress report on our commitments on disability. The Disability Act 2012 is being reviewed to incorporate emerging gender and child protection related issues. Madam Vice President, that concludes the first round of responses from the government of Sierra Leone on observation, comments, and questions from distinguished delegations so far. I thank you.